A common criticism of the bankruptcy bill is that it's too hard on middle-income people and too easy on the wealthy, who can take steps to keep their creditors away. One way the wealthy protect their assets is by establishing what lawyers call an asset protection trust. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
If you've got, say, $1 million you'd like to sock away, and you're worried about creditors getting their hands on it, an asset protection trust might be for you. Here's how it works. You take your assets, your stocks and bonds, maybe your car, and you put them in a trust. You can still drive the car, spend the money, or move it around as you like, according to Harvard University law professor Elizabeth Warren.
But if you get into any trouble, that is, you owe a lot of money to somebody, what happens is that they can't reach the assets in the trust. They can only sue you personally. And you personally, if you set up the trust the right way, don't own much more than your socks.
Asset protection trusts are relatively new. Until 1997, you couldn't create a trust for yourself, at least in the U.S. But then Alaska passed a law allowing it. Delaware, Utah, Nevada, Rhode Island, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Missouri followed.
There are now 8 states that allow individuals to create trusts for their own benefit and avoid their future creditors.
Gideon Rothschild, a partner at the New York law firm Moses & Singer, says nowadays more and more people are doing it. He says over $1 billion in assets have flowed into trusts in Alaska alone.
The reason people are attracted to these trusts is because we live in such a litigious society.
Rothschild says his first clients were doctors worried about malpractice lawsuits. Now corporate CEOs and board members are calling too, especially since Congress passed the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, making them personally liable for mistakes that end up hurting investors.
And so before they even get on a board, before there's any possibility of wrongdoing that someone might claim in a class action suit, the idea is take a nest egg of those assets and put them into one of these trusts to protect you from the reach of creditors.
Setting up these trusts can cost many thousands of dollars. Maintaining them and paying an in-state trustee can cost thousands more. So they're not for people of modest means. Critics like Elizabeth Warren say that's one reason they're unfair. She and many congressional Democrats argued that the bankruptcy bill should have ended them.
This bill bears down on ordinary middle-class families. And when it was pointed out to Congress that the multimillionaires could potentially still protect all of their assets, Congress evidently shrugged, and that tells me that the bankruptcy bill was never about real abuse. It was about finding a way to make middle-class families pay more to credit card companies.
Gideon Rothschild defends the trusts. He says they're not much different from the kind people have traditionally created for their spouses and children. Those shield assets from creditors, too. And he says there are rules to protect creditors with legitimate claims. The trust has to be set up before you do whatever it is that leads to the claim against you. Once you've botched an operation or been caught cooking the books, it's too late. Another new protection for creditors comes in an amendment to the bankruptcy legislation. Those who can prove fraud will now have more time to file claims. Rothschild says this could backfire. He says many people may now go back to sheltering their assets the old-fashioned way, by sending them offshore. That would make life more difficult for their creditors.
The creditor wouldn't have a remedy available to them because it's much harder to get the assets back here once they've left the country.
And he says it would also be a loss to states that have discovered that providing peace of mind to the worried and well-to-do is a good way to raise money. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
You can read details of the bankruptcy bill at our website, npr.org.